Therefore, when the devil saw that a large and populous city had embraced the truth, a city renowned for its wealth and wisdom, and held a prominent place in Greece, and noticed their eager acceptance of the word of God, what does he do? He divides the people, for he knew that even the strongest kingdom, if divided against itself, will not stand. He found an opportunity for this scheme in the wealth and wisdom of the inhabitants. Consequently, certain men, forming their own factions and self-appointed, made themselves leaders of the people, with some aligning with these and some with those, with one group, due to their wealth, with another, because of their perceived wisdom and ability to teach something unusual. In return, these leaders arrogantly claimed to teach more than the apostle did, a point Paul alluded to when he said, "I was not able to speak unto you as unto spiritual," clearly indicating that their deficiencies, not his inability, were the reason they had not been adequately educated. And his statement, "You have grown rich without us," implies the same direction. This was not a trivial issue, but the most destructive of all, for the church to be split apart.